Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9490 for today's show, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. And this pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar, Hugh, now through December. It is awesome here. The people are awesome. The food, atmosphere, everything.
Yes, it is. And I found out Zero is the dog. Somebody hit me up on Twitter and said it's the dog from Nightmare on Christmas.
Oh, that would go with the theme of some of the other drinks.
Yeah.
So that would obviously not be Zorro. That would be Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, Zorro never fit. But that's,
no, I
did. How come you didn't wear your corrective frames?
You know what? Because I shout out to my optometrist.
Yep.
I need to go order my contacts. I just haven't yet.
Oh, you're slacking on that?
I've been busy.
Yeah, I get busy. You're a busy guy. All right, the Eagles are busy trying to get ready for another game this Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Joining us right now to talk about everything involving the Philadelphia Eagles, which means drama. That would be Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seed. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott, Eagles win, and there's drama around it. What else is there? How are you doing today?
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm a fan of reality TV, because it certainly feels like I'm covering a reality TV show sometimes.
Yeah, you cover the right team for that. All right, Elliott, yeah. Your reaction, and we're going to play here in a second part of the press conference you were just at with Nick Sirianni. We're going to play part of the answer he had when being peppered with questions about the latest with AJ. What was your reaction to the audio that came out this morning? AJ on a Twitch stream last night with some pretty colorful stuff to say about how he's feeling and his role in the offense.
Yeah, so AJ's got to be the most interesting athlete I've covered in my time covering the Eagles, because when you're around AJ and you're in that locker room and you cover the team the whole time he's been here, like, I do think he is a good teammate, and I do think he is a net positive in that locker room.
Talk to him.
But
talk to him, ESPN.
But let him finish.
But there's also no question AJ does this to himself, you know, because the AJ that I think sometimes the public is perceived him to be is, I don't think, who he truly is. But AJ is the one that sometimes also mostly creates this image of himself, right, by saying those things. So I think last night on the Twitch, like, it was lighthearted. I don't think it was meant to be, like, a shot at the team or anything like that. But with the situation AJ is in, everything he says is heightened. And when he says things like, I'd trade me in fantasy, and, you know, this year's not been good, like, I agree. I think it's correct analysis. It's not been a good year for AJ. He's on pace for, like, 700 yards. He's been hurt. There were trade rumors. He's dealing with drama. He's right. For him, it's not been a good year. So I think he's correct. But when he says things, it gets blown up, because he's AJ Brown. And so while I do think he's a good teammate and I do think they like him in the building, I also think they're probably getting tired of always having to answer questions about him.
I'm sure they are. I'd be tired of it, too. Let's play a clip. Nick Sirianni at his press conference just a little while ago. Elliott, you attended this one. Let's hear Sirianni being asked questions about A.J. Brown, and you can hear the frustration here. Here's Nick Sirianni.
When you say it was kind of business as usual with A.J., I mean, his latest comments, I mean, made it seem like it's not business as usual. Like, how do you kind of reconcile that with him?
Yeah, guys, I'm close to being done answering these questions with this. Like, he's working hard, and he is a big part of this game plan, and it'll be a big part of the game plan going forward. And he's working like crazy when he's here, and I'm excited to have him.
Mm. Elliot, what was the tone in that press conference there? Because it certainly sounds like Nick's kind of had it up to here with the same stuff.
So I think context is important for this. There was a lot of questions that Nick answered that I think he was tired of answering about the fourth down decision. And I think that the press conference reached a tense level because of another topic. And then when another AJ question came in, I think he was already kind of at his wit's end, and that's how he answered it. Now, I agree that the saying "you're almost done talking about it" does not sound good, and I do think they are tired of talking about the AJ thing. I mean, they were asked, you know, Nick was asked about it this morning when he was on the morning show. He was asked about it today. He's been asked about it a ton. Like, I definitely think he is tired of talking about it. But what I think the difference is I think they're tired of the media distraction it creates. I don't think it has reached a point where they are tired of AJ, if that makes sense.
That does make sense to me. Yeah, they're not tired of him, the person, but they're tired of answering the questions about him, Hugh, but he creates the questions about him.
Yeah, again, playing a grape soda dog and let him do his thing. I mean, he made it clear, too, though, Joe and Elliot, that he's a part of the game plan, and he's a big part of the game plan this week. I think that's something that is important in this context of the conversation. Like, he's a big part of the game plan, and AJ's probably been a big part of the game plan. I'm recklessly speculating now.
Here we go.
He's probably been a big part of the game plan for weeks.
Sure,
but it ain't worked out like that. So
I can change that reckless speculation. I can say with certainty that since AJ has arrived on the Eagles, he is the biggest part of the game plan when it comes to passing every single week. There is not a player on the Eagles that they try to get the ball to more in the passing game than A.J. Brown. Now, the reality is this year that has not happened, and that is everybody. That's on A.J., that's on Jalen, that's on the coaching staff, it's on the offense. Like, it's on everybody, right? But, they are trying to get A.J. the ball. Nick said also in this press conference, I don't know if you guys played it live or if you heard this, but that on the Devontae touchdown, that the play that, you know, the game-winning touchdown, that play was to A.J. Brown. That was a called play for A.J., but because of where the safety went and the safety covered A.J., it left Devontae one-on-one, and that resulted in the touchdown. And that's something A.J. said after the game. Now, that's the tough thing, I think, where A.J. is that he is still impacting the game in a big way, but it is not resulting in plays where he gets the ball. Like, I think that Devontae touchdown, he's fine with. I think the bigger issue is when there is a play where he feels he's open and the ball doesn't come to him, I think that's where the frustration comes in.
But my frustration is, Elliot, and you say this all the time, and you're right, like, the way you frame it, they win all the time. Like, this is all about him. Nothing is about the team, because there is no evidence that this matters, that he needs the football for them to win. That's out now. I mean, maybe that was 3 years ago. That's not the Eagles of the last...
So
if you go back to let me finish. If you go back to late December last year, when whether it's a knee or whatever he was dealing with, late December through the playoffs, through this season, other than one half against the Rams, his production has zero correlation to winning. So this idea that he needs the ball for them to win, we've gone a long time since that actually is accurate.
So I agree with part of what you're saying, but I think where I definitely know where I disagree, and I think where maybe you're getting it wrong, is just because he's not getting the ball doesn't mean he's not impacting the game in a big way. So, like, if you took AJ off the team, right, maybe Devontae is not open for that game-winning touchdown. Maybe Goddard doesn't have all these touchdowns. Like, AJ is still the number one priority for the opposing defense in the passing game, right? Obviously, with the running game and Saquon, that's different. But in the passing game, he's still the number one priority. So even though the stats, I agree with you, if you look at his production this year and they're 7-2 and all that, like, the stats, I agree, don't paint a picture of him being important. But I think the importance he brings to the team is the attention he pulls from the defense and allows other players to make plays.
That's fine. I mean, we don't have to argue about that. I see your point on that. But they're winning. So whether or not he's catching the ball or he's causing the
But they're winning in part because of AJ. Like, if AJ was not on the field for that Devontae touchdown, I don't know if Devontae's open.
But
so, yes,
Elliot,
he's not happy with that role.
But he's upset. Like, I'm not upset they're winning. He's upset.
Right. I get
and
that,
they have to answer questions over. I just like there's no justification for him being upset, whether or not he's leading the team in receiving and they're winning, or he's causing a he's a decoy and they're winning. They're winning. The bottom line is they're winning, and he's not happy.
But
that,
I also think we have to stop living in this fantasy world where we want every player on the 53-man roster to care most about winning. That's not the reality.
The reality is there's one that doesn't.
No, that's not the reality. The reality is there's one.
Can you point me? Can you point me to the Twitch stream with Saquon Barkley? Is he pissed that the offensive line hasn't blocked well this year, or is he acting like a grown up?
No, but I agree with you that there is one player on the roster who's not handling it well. That I agree with you on. But this idea that Devontae cares only about winning and AJ doesn't is not true. This idea Saquon cares more about winning than his stats, I also don't think is true. Players in the NFL want their stats. That's how they get paid. That's how they have good careers. The only player on the roster it truly benefits to win is the quarterback, because that's the only one where we put the win-loss record on him. So I agree with you. AJ does a poor job of hiding his frustration, but I think the misconception is he's the only player that's frustrated. Devontae, now he has good production this year, also very frustrated after the Tampa Bay game where AJ posted something, right? Like, all those players want production. Dallas Goedert, you don't think Dallas has been frustrated over the last year and a half? Everybody wants to get their numbers. That
right,
is
but
true.
One guy caused
every...
the scene. But one
yes,
guy
I
caused
agree.
The scene.
Yeah, he's no, not handling it well. I agree with you. But that is different than labeling him as saying he doesn't care about winning as opposed to other players on the roster.
He cares more about himself than everybody else does.
I don't think that's
true. I don't know. Well, I can only go off of what they tell me, Elliot. Like, we can all can. Like, I can't get in their heads, but I can get in how they act and what they put out there.
But guys, there
might be a reason why a player this talented fell in the second round, why he didn't go to Alabama and he ended up at Ole Miss, a losing program. Why the Patriots with Bill Belichick didn't draft him. Like, this is not brand new. This might be who he is. Like, this isn't going to work long term.
It absolutely can work long term.
No,
it
can't. It cannot. Head coach is getting frustrated. They're 7-2. You think this is going to work long term? I mean, we're reaching a breaking point here.
It's quite literally working right now. Like, literally right now it's working. They're 7-2. They won the Super Bowl last year. They went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. AJ's upset. I agree. He doesn't, like, he's not happy with his role, right? But to say it can't work is just factually incorrect. It is quite literally working as we speak, and it is the most tense it's ever been.
The offense isn't working.
So the offense, I agree, is not playing well. It's not.
That's why he's upset.
But, yes, agreed. I agree with that. But like, that is not on AJ, right? Like, the offense is not working because AJ did a twitch last night. If you want to say it can't work with AJ as a distraction, I disagree with that, because they have won with him at being AJ. Like, he's the same guy he's been for 3 years, right? He's more upset now.
Let's unpack that, because I agree with you to an extent, but there's the scales are being tipped to me, Elliot. When he was on his game 100 plus yards every other week, then you could deal with a guy that might be a headache or annoyed or say something you don't like as a coach. Elliot, his numbers are terrible.
But you keep focusing on the numbers. That's where
that's what he's focused on.
Elliot.
No, I get that, but I'm saying that you're saying they can't win with AJ like this, and that's not true. They are winning with AJ like this.
But they're not winning because of A.J. Brown. Like, I just don't understand.
Part
like,
of why they win.
They're winning almost in spite
Tyler
of.
Tyler Steen's why. They're all a part of why they win. They're all a part of why they win.
AJ's not part of why they win.
No, but we've created this idea that, like, you take him off this team, they're going to fall apart. First of all, their best game this year was without him. Everyone keeps saying, Joe, you're not allowed to say it. I'm going to keep saying it. Their best game this year, he didn't play. Second,
yeah, but come
he
on,
had
man.
Two
like,
catches.
You know that's a small sample size.
But it happened. It happened. He had two catches for 13 yards on Monday. This idea that he has to be here, otherwise this falls apart. They can draft 10 receivers in the draft this year that have the same production as A.J. Brown. 10. Like,
but
he doesn't produce anymore.
But I promise
he
you
doesn't
this.
Produce.
I promise you this. If they could draft the best receiver in next year's draft class, right, the best one, whoever the top guy is going to be, he would not demand the attention AJ currently demands. And that's the difference. So I agree with you.
So he's a $32 million a year decoy. That is loud.
Yes.
That's what we have?
Yes, but again, like I'm not saying he's strictly a decoy, but you're diminishing the impact he has on the game. The game-winning touchdown was a result of AJ getting double teamed. So you cannot tell me he did not impact that play. even though in the game book it goes down as no targets and no catch on that play. He impacted that play.
Of course, I understand that, Elliot. And everyone listening was happy on that play. There's only one person upset. Him! That's the part.
To be clear, we don't know if on that play he was upset. I think AJ is upset because there are plays where he is open and he's not getting the ball. That's where I think the upset comes from. I don't think AJ is upset at the coach. I think AJ feels at times the plays are not, the ball doesn't come to him when it's supposed to come to him when he feels he's open. AJ is in that building every day. He knows the plays that are being called for him. He's in the huddle. He knows the play is called for him. And when the play is called for him and it doesn't go to him, that is not on the coaches. So I don't think he's frustrated with the coaches. I think he's frustrated when the play is not run correctly or he is perceived to be open and doesn't get the ball.
I get it. I just don't know why why am I supposed to care that AJ's upset?
You don't have to care. I get it. But you don't have to care. I think in the building, the distraction is the media distraction. I don't think in the building that, Devontae and the offensive line, I don't think they're sick of A.J. wanting the ball.
Sure, even better than I do, he creates the media distraction. You guys you're asking.
I 100% agree. I agree. Yeah. Him and Devontae feel the same way. He handles it worse than Devontae. That's the best way.
That is a fair.
You could say they're not upset with it right now. What if it leads to them force feeding AJ, and then it starts to hinder Devontae's targets, and then it's less for Saquon?
I think that's like ever,
it's a domino effect.
Boogeyman argument. He's been here for what? This is
not
his fourth
the boogeyman
year?
Argument. You heard.
Well, I'm just saying it's been his fourth year. How many times have they forced it to him this year? They played 9 games, and we can point to one half where we think they forced it to him. He had 3 targets in the game last week. So obviously, him being upset is not resulting in them forcing the ball to
him. Not yet.
Okay, but it's been 3.5 years. When do you think this is going to start happening?
Well, hold on. It's been 3.5 years, but we have an entire year, 2023, where a lot of the problem in the offense was them forcing the ball to A.J. Brown.
No, the biggest problem in the offense in 2023 was Jalen turned the ball over 16 times.
I didn't say the biggest. It was a huge problem in the offense, though. Force feeding the ball to A.J. Brown could also have Elliott in part led to him turning the ball over because he's force feeding it to one player too much.
AJ, I don't think forcing the ball to A.J. was maybe even a top 10 problem in the offense in 2023.
Well, that's completely absurd.
All right, Elliott. While we're having a good time, explain why you're okay with the 4th and 6 decision on Monday night.
I mean, man, we're really going to get into it. This whole thing. So I think it's pretty simple to me. On that play, there are 3 things you could do: you punt the ball and the game is not over; you kick a field goal and the game is not over; you try to convert the 4th down and you do it, the game is over. Only one thing that if it works to perfection. Ends the game, right? And so I am okay sacrificing 15 yards of field position for a chance with Jalen throwing the ball to AJ or whoever, Devontae, whoever it would have been. I am okay with taking a chance to end the game right there.
So I get that, but we're ignoring the other parts of it. There's no rule that it has to be a touchback. They could pin them at the 3-yard line. On a punt.
Yeah, but if we want to do the best case scenario for every play, then the best case scenario for going for it on 4th down is they convert. So I agree.
Can I give you the worst case scenario? Jalen Hurts takes a sack, which he does very often, and they have the ball at the 50, and they're going to kick a field goal. That is part of it too. It's a risk. Okay. The whole thing, everything is risk reward, right? Everything in the NFL is. The reward there was the game is over, but you're certainly also risking other things.
Well, but I would argue that's a pretty good reward, whereas the other 2 things don't even offer that reward. So,
punt? Why ever give the ball back to the other team? The reward is you keep the football, right? That's what 4th downs are in the NFL.
I'm not saying the reward is keeping the football. I'm saying the reward is ending the game. If AJ catches that, the game is over. Or if we're talking about from your own 30-yard line in the first quarter, you're not winning the game there, right? So I think in that instance, you should punt. But I would also say, could Jalen take a sack? Yes, Jalen could have taken a sack. They also almost had a punt blocked earlier in the game. So maybe they call a punt and it's blocked, right? I don't think we have to go into extreme scenarios. I just think it's pretty simple. If I have a chance to end the game with Jalen throwing the ball to AJ, I will take that chance.
All right, Ellie, let's end with this. Sunday, Lions.
Sunday.
First, number one seed.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
After we get past this drama.
Elliot, what are you thinking on this game Sunday? It is a big one. It's the NFC Championship game that we never got last year, that it felt like we were going to get for a few months. Your first thought on these two teams Sunday?
Well, first let me say, I love you guys and I love this debate. This has been very fun. But the second thing I would say is I think this is a matchup we've been waiting for a long time. They didn't get it last year. I think the Eagles and Lions are the clear-cut two best teams in the NFC. I think they're a class above every other team right now. I normally hate the when people go, oh, it's a playoff preview or NFC preview. I think this is a legitimate NFC championship preview. So I'm excited to see how the Eagles respond. They obviously need to play better on offense to win the game. And I'm excited to see the Lions in Philadelphia and see if they can handle it. Because if the Lions come here and beat the Eagles, that obviously changes how you feel about this season moving forward. So I think it's the biggest regular season game they've played since probably the Niners in 2023.
It does have that feel. It's going to be fun. Elliot, have a great rest of the week. I'm sure it's going to be drama-filled, and we'll see you at the pregame show on Sunday.
Sounds good. Can't wait.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks with us, as he is every single week there.
That was a nice spirited debate.
Well, I mean, we had to, right? It's not lost on me that Elliot just walked out of what he called a very tense press conference with Nick Sirianni. This tenseness is not coming from nowhere.
Well, I think it's a lot to unpack. And sometimes we as fans, because we love this team so much, we live in a vacuum. And it's my job on a day-to-day basis to come in here and be the voice of reason. Now, I know a lot of times you guys don't want to hear that. That's okay. I got big shoulders. I can handle it. Y'all get mad at me.
I just burped.
Y'all send me mean and hurtful tweets and everything, but I can handle it. It's cool.
So it's about you now.
No, I'm just saying. I'm
here for
you. We swung
this back to about you.
I'm not a hugger, but today it feels like the city needs a hug.
Yeah, I need a
and
stiff
I'm
drink.
Here for you.
Yeah, let's go to David, who's up on WIP. What's up, David?
Hey, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
Hey, David, what's up?
Not much. Joe, you've already made my point about AJ isn't really driven by teams. It's not the team success that's going to bring him satisfaction. He is a stats guy. He wants, his Hall of Fame records. That's what he's shooting for. And I have one question for Hugh and his analogy of having this drunk uncle at a picnic. You've given him his plate of food, and you've given him his drink, and you said, now you got to get ready for Detroit. What do you do with the drunk uncle?
What do you do with him? I mean, he's a part of the team. I mean, you heard Coach Sirianni. Are you gonna let me finish? You want to jump in? You can have it if you want to talk. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm driving on Route 22 out in the hills, so it cuts in and out.
Okay, yeah, but you no problem. But you get ready to play Detroit.
Yeah,
you ignore what's going on, and you get ready to play a football game, and he's going to be a part of it.
I think it's an interesting question, by David, because you painted the picture, right? We all thought about the uncle, right? You give him the plate. There is an assumption, and David, good phone call on Drive Safe, that the uncle will sit down, have his food and his drink, and smile, and everyone will move on. This uncle doesn't seem to do that.
Well,
he spills his food all over the place. On Twitch.
Well, see, this is the thing. I think this is cultural because I've been at Barbie when I was younger, and say Uncle Willie. We just use Uncle Willie because Willie's a good name. When he get to wilding out, just don't pay attention, Uncle. He'll be all right. And then you say, Uncle Willie, go sit down. And, just go sit down. Go sit in the corner.
I think every family has an uncle like this. And
but
you try to ignore them.
Something tells me Hugh is that uncle.
No,
not yet.
In my family, that uncle, I am actually more like you or like your example in real life. I can ignore, uncomfortable conversations.
You do a great job.
I can ignore. So I smile and nod. I go get another drink. I watch the game, and I let, I'm not going to say his name, Uncle whatever, keep just yapping, right?
No, do tell.
No, I'm not going to. But my immediate family, they don't do as well, and they're upset the whole night.
But see, that's the problem.
But then I got to deal with that.
But you have to let them understand that this is just how it is. And I think most people know. I think Coach Sirianni's biggest frustration is this, is that he woke up this morning, and his first, he knew about it. Bob probably called him.
Of course.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's like, oh, Lord.
And why he's so tired all the time.
But he's calling him, and he's like, yeah, AJ went on Twitch last night. Da, da, da.
Yep,
he's like, oh, Lord. And he's trying to figure out. Now he's scrambling. trying to figure out how he's going to put this fire out. And then, you know, he gets on the morning show. They ask him a question. And then he gets in the media, and he's trying to talk about Detroit.
And they're getting questions
about AJ. And he's getting peppered with questions about AJ. So he's in a situation kind of like what Coach Glenn did yesterday when he said, ask Rich Cimini. The same thing. Because it's like after a while, you're just like, damn, you keep asking. But, you know, that's the media's job. They're trying to do a job. Coach Sirianni's trying to do a job. And every now and then you just get tired of answering. You know what the unfortunate thing about this, Joe, is? We got a big game coming.
A huge one. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets your boy Klondike Cates here in Newark, Delaware. Come on by. Great food, great atmosphere with the sleigh bar up. You know what it is, Hugh? Yesterday was Tuesday, but it was day after the game, so we haven't done Kiss the Baby yet this week. We got to eliminate another NFL team from playoff contention, and you could play along. All right, 215-988-1258. That is the contest line, 215-988-1258. Today's caller represents the caller team. Will be automatically entered, qualified for a prize at the end of the season. We eliminate a new team from NFL playoff contention next. Your phone calls and you people. It is a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And don't forget, the Hex truck is back, and it's better than ever. Two racers, one amazing holiday gift, the 2025 Stock Car Racer, loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com for $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries included.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is that time of the week. We usually do it on Tuesdays, but this week with the Monday night game here, we push it to Wednesday. Kiss the Baby. We eliminate another team each week from NFL postseason contention. The goal of having the perfect postseason by the end. The rule, of course, you have to eliminate a team before they're actually eliminated. So you can't hold on to, you know, the worst teams of pro football to the last few weeks. All right, so this week, Kyle's going to go first. Hugh has the second pick. I'm third. Last up is our caller submission this week. It's going to be our guy, Tyler. Kyle, you were up first this week. So who have you eliminated already, and who are you taking out today?
All right, so I've eliminated the Dolphins, Bears, Jets, Saints, Browns, Cardinals, Raiders, Giants, Bengals, and I'm going with the Commanders this week. I think it's about time.
Commodore.
Yeah,
their defense is awful. Ooh. They're losing game week by week by like 20-something points. All right, Hugh, the Commanders taken off the board by Kyle. Who are you eliminating this week?
You know, I've already eliminated Titans, Chiefs, Browns, Raiders, Jets, Dolphins, Cardinals, Saints, and Washington. I got a lot to pick from this one. I think I'm going to go with the easy one. It's not really easy because, to be honest, they're still kind of alive in this whole playoff scenario. But I'm going to go ahead and take a flyer on the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow. They certainly are alive.
Yeah, they're still alive. But it's like, man, that division is tight.
Well, it's a good division.
For clarity, technically, everyone's still alive.
That's true.
Wait, yeah. Yeah. What's up, the Giants?
Nope.
Yeah, they're dead. They're about as dead as you can
they're
get.
They're not eliminated, though, Hugh.
No, no one is yet. No one is
yet. Yeah.
All right, so.
No, I tell you who is eliminated. The Jets. Yeah. And who else?
I thought you were about to go through your entire list.
Tennessee. No.
The Jets are very eliminated.
Tennessee's definitely eliminated.
Yeah. There's a few teams when the season starts, they're already eliminated. Yeah. They just don't put that little X next to their name. All right. My first instinct this week, was the Bengals. But you see that report that Joe Burrow is ahead of schedule, could be back by Thanksgiving night? I'm going to hold off on that one.
He just coming back to get hurt again?
Well, maybe, probably. This week, I'm going to take out the Atlanta Falcons at 3-6. They're not very good.
And yeah, they talk about firing folks.
Yeah, Raheem Morris might be out. I'm not sure Penix is the right quarterback. I'm going to take the Falcons out. They're not one of the worst teams in football, but they're not good enough to be a playoff team. They won't overtake the Bucs. Falcons eliminate. That puts up our guy Tyler, who came in here earlier to say hi to us. Now he's going to play Kiss the Baby and give us his take on the birds here. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Joe, Hugh, Francisco, Cookie, Rojas, Max, and Kyle? Happy Tuesday. No, Wednesday, gentlemen. Sorry about that.
It is Wednesday. How about shouting everybody out? All right, so Kyle, why don't you tell everyone who the callers team has eliminated so far for Tyler?
All right, so Tyler and the callers taking out the Saints, Jags, Titans, Vikings, Seahawks, NL, Jets, Commanders, Dolphins, Browns.
Seahawks one's going to be a blemish on the callers team. That one's going to come back.
Seahawks, yeah, that was going to come back to bite some folks.
All right, Tyler, who are you eliminating this week on behalf of all the callers?
No.
All right, Joe. So this is a pretty easy one. Brian Daboll is gone. The Giants are in shambles. The Giants are off, and they can be kissed by the baby. Wow, so they are not going to the
Post. Callers had not eliminated the Giants yet?
Nope.
No, they're tripping.
Wow.
Better late than never.
Yeah, good job, Tyler. You got it. Tyler, what's your thought on the AJ stuff?
Guys, I've enjoyed the convo all day. And, again, thank you guys so much for showing love to Delaware. Being here, I love you guys. It was great to see you guys. Here's my thought about the AJ stuff. Hugh, you're a huge gamer.
Yes.
I was playing with my boys last night on NBA 2K. On the wreck. And you ever get with your crew and you're one or two guys short, so you play with a couple randoms and
the randoms
want a ball hog and take over? Well, that happened to me last night. And I got great numbers, my build, with passing and scoring inside. Every time I drove the lane, the guys wouldn't pass the ball. The point was we still ended up winning the game. I didn't not play defense and didn't do the other intangibles that you need to do to win the game just because I wasn't getting the ball. And I ended with like two points, five assists, five boards. But the point is that A.J. Brown is a stud. A.J. Brown was so insatiably not satisfied after we won the Super Bowl last year. Because he just doesn't want to win. He wants to help this team.
He wants to dominate.
There we go.
Joe, you and Kyle are right. But, Hugh, you are also right in the sense that A.J. Brown is somebody who you can't just be taking a deep shot to him on the last offensive play of the game. Where are the slants? Where are you in his build? He's got broad shoulders. Hugh, I got broad shoulders. So do you. A.J. Brown wants to be part of the reason why this team is winning. And I get that he's getting double-teamed, he's getting blocked, but he wants to show that he is a dominant receiver. He just doesn't want to, amongst his peers, just say, oh, yeah, I had two catches for 13 yards, and I'm blocking, and I'm doing all these other things that we know that he can do well. He wants to be a monster out there. And I still feel like A.J. Brown, you say sometimes things to other people tongue-in-cheek. Like the kid who sadly died on Dallas, we talk about talking as men about our mental health, having a safe space to express how we feel. A.J. Brown cares about the Eagles. He is just upset that he is not being integrated into the offense, the way that he knows he can be fully maximized and unlocked because
he wants to fulfill that hunger. I know he does, but there's better ways to do it than he's done it. And Tyler, we appreciate the phone call. Appreciate you playing Kiss the Baby. There's better ways than he has done. Let's grab Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing?
Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, I felt like AJ today, man. I was on hold and, you know, it's like, no. But listen, I just want to say this about AJ and Hugh. Can I use you as an example real quick?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. This is what I wanted to ask. Now, I know during your career, your younger years, everyone said, Hugh, you'll be a great player. You know, but it's some things you got to work on. some things you got to get out of your own way to make you great, right? And guess what? The more people told you, how many times did you really listen? Not too many, right? I'm going somewhere with it.
I hear you, but it's I get you. For the sake of the story, I ain't listening at all.
All right, okay, so you didn't listen at all. So it came a time in your career where you said, okay, you know what? I think it's time for me to listen. I can be great. It's just some things I got to change about me in order for me to become great. And you did, because you became a great player. You're a Hall of Famer, right? So my thing is, the only way you did that is what you had to do. Take accountability. Right?
Accountability. Now we're getting some
accountability. That's a long gone era.
I know it took me a little. Y'all been long winded all day. Let me cook, baby. Like, but listen, I think AJ just need to take some accountability, man. Because
there we go.
Everybody talking about, well, he's not hitting AJ. AJ, you want the ball, but even with that last play, you said was going to Smith. Was you open? Was you able to get open by the time Jalen was being rushed? No, you wasn't. So by the time the rush was coming, guess what he had to do? He saw Smith streaking, and that's who he hit. You got to get open, bro. And this is what I mean about accountability. I want to say this also. Everybody, when they ask some questions, Coach, Jalen, whoever, when they ask you stuff about AJ, tell them to ask AJ to put all that to rest.
Ooh, I like that, Will. That's a good closer right there. Ask AJ.
I mean, that's what you should do. If it bothers you that much, go ask him. Let him answer these stupid-ass questions about some of the stupid-ass stuff that he's doing on Twitch at 1:30 in the morning. That's what I would do. I mean, seriously. I'll say go ask him.
Well, now the coach is obligated. He has a press conference. He has to do multiple times a week. When they have availability in the locker room today after practice, his teammates are going to ask about this. I'm curious, at some point, they're going to be like, just go ask AJ. I don't want to answer questions for him anymore.
And to be honest, if I was in there, I mean, I would ask him a direct question. Why did you pick that time to be adversarial? You sit and talk to us every day. You have an opportunity every day to speak your mind and say what's on your mind, but you want to go on a site, on a platform where you think you weren't going to be heard? Or this is a better question, Joe. What is your end game? And if he asked me, what do you mean? I mean, because we ask you every day if everything's okay, and you say no. And then you go outside of the questions that, the platform that you have to respond, and you do this. So what is your end game? Bottom line. And if he can't answer that question, then why are you doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a fair question today, if he does speak, is he said last night, obviously – kind of joking halfway, but
you said it though. Here's the thing, Joe.
He said it.
You're not in position to be funny.
He said last night, I would cut me from your fantasy team. So my question that would be, do you not expect to get the ball much? Because that's really, in essence, you're saying I'm not going to put up any stats the rest of the season. That's not how it's going to go for me. Do you not expect to get the football? Is that the mentality he now has? That's what he's basically telling everyone. Yeah. I'm not going to get the ball.
I mean, I have a pretty good mentality. It's just like, okay, say, just so as an example, Ross Tucker comes over here and tries to tell a joke, and it doesn't land. You ask, like, why are you trying to tell jokes? That's not your lane. What you doing? You analyze football games. You ain't no comedian. What you doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready.
Let's go to T in North Philly. Let's go to T. What's up, T?
Petty.
What's up with you? How y'all been?
What's up,
T, what's up?
Now, I wanted to tap into this AJ situation, right? So just follow me for a second. Now,
okay.
Just because the Eagles are winning does not make AJ wrong. Because if the Eagles were losing, AJ would be right. Anybody who's watching the Eagles can see the Eagles' defense, but the Eagles' offense is stagnant. Right? I want you to follow me, right? If you look at AJ himself, talent-wise, AJ is a top five receiver. AJ is the 50th targeted wide receiver in NFL.
Why I'm with you on the math. So is it okay for him to imply my teammates and coaches have sucked this year? Because every time we say that he's great but has no production, we are saying the coaches and teammates have sucked. That's the reason. That's okay for him to say out loud?
Now this is the thing. I don't think that the teammates as much suck, but I think that he really believes that coaching sucks. Now, I feel like the
We'll use that part. It's okay for him to say this out loud.
I don't agree with that, but it does not make it true. Like, I'm not mad. I'm mad at AJ for how he's going about it, but I'm not mad at him for what he's saying, because he's saying the same thing that everybody who's watching the game on Sunday is saying. When it's 3rd and 16, why are you giving the ball to Will Shipley when you got a top five wide receiver on your team?
I hear you, T. I hear that. I hear that. But he's not you and me, T, and I appreciate the phone call. He has a C on his chest. He represents the Eagles. He's not T in North Philly. He's not Joe Giglio sitting in front of a microphone yelling about Kevin Petullo. He's a captain. The idea that he could just express himself the way you do watching the game on Sunday,
willy-nilly.
That's not how this works. That's why the head coach is pissed in this press conference today. All right, can we hear from you people? I'm sure they had a field day today.
Maybe we hit the Twitter question first, though.
Oh, excuse me. That's...
That's on me. Kyle's being snippy.
Well, that's on me. Twitter question.
Day.
Well, he told me to do it an hour ago. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Quite a bunch of responses on the poll today.
Goodness. 144.
Boy.
By the way.
Well, how about this? We had a 52-48 split vote on this, Hugh. Are you tired of A.J. Brown? Which side do you think won?
The people that are in. I think they don't care.
52% they're not tired AJ Brown, 48% are. That's pretty close.
Well, because you see it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But it's like, hey, they're winning. You know, until they're not.
Head in the sand, Douglas.
I'm
takes
just
us
saying.
Home. All right, let's hear from you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
So, first of all, shout out to Janky Rondo, whose Twitch subs probably went
blown
through the
up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Janky Rondo.
Yep. Whoever gave Hugh till 10:05 today was too generous, it turns out, for becoming a football guy or from losing his football.
I said Friday. You
gave you till 10:05 today. And basically, once you started with AJ.
No, because I see it for what it is.
Oh, this vision? Third eye?
Nope.
It's ridiculous, but it is what it is.
How about WIP keeps it off the airwaves?
You know, the best way to handle problems is
to
bury
meet them head
on. It's to bury them. I mean, you guys are right. The best way to handle issues is to never talk about them. Makes a lot of sense. I got you.
Never see a doctor for that spot you got. Just ignore it. It'll go away.
It'll go away. You know what? Those spots, they usually go away. They clear up.
Yep. Why don't you guys talk about our next opponent, the Bears?
Well, that's actually...
somebody's a week ahead.
We got two more games between them. It's the Lions and the Cowboys. Then the Bears.
Good to see we're locked in. This show is going to run AJ out of town just like you did Andy Reid.
Andy Reid got fired.
We got on the air more than a decade after Andy Reid left, by the way.
Yeah. Also, that person was probably not the person that was really angry at me at the night I did apologize to Andy Reid show before he had got to his Super Bowl with the Chiefs. People were not happy that night.
Yep. That light bulb is about to explode.
Is that about me?
Yes. Well, somebody noticed you were very angry.
Yep. A little animated today. Mm.
The producer is a joke.
I mean, not today. I don't think that dog hunts today. He was pretty fired up.
They weren't. I was getting a lot of heat for this being our topic today. It's my fault.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Never mind.
You have some
he
broccoli.
Tweets, but it's your fault.
You have some broccoli for breakfast there, Hugh?
I don't get high at work. I get high on my own time. And right now I'm on Odyssey's time. Mm-hmm. So I get high when I get home.
Mm-hmm. So that's a no. That's a no.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That was not your breakfast. He had a Helen's.
Kind of that kind of answers like how he asked the question.
Sausage, right?
Yeah.
Across the street?
Yeah. The way you said it, though, didn't sound right. you said it. Shout out to Helen's, man. Mm-hmm.
You had a sausage for breakfast.
Yeah, but it's like the way you said it.
Banging each other, man. And it was not boring.
It sound right.
Thank God.
You know what? I walked right into it. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. You got me.
This punk Hugh Douglas just tiptoeing around more beef with another wide receiver.
Punk is so strong punk for somebody strong, living man. With their mom, though. Yep. That's a strong
punk
way.
Is,
there's some
punk
strong words
strong.
To say that we both know you would never say to my face. You know, that's just you living way outside your means.
Yeah, I got to say punk like is crazy.
Yeah, punk yeah. Crazy. I mean, because you being disrespectful, me and you both know in your heart that you would never say that.
Have you guys noticed the Kyle, have you noticed when Hugh's about to fire back in a calm way, he does the sigh first?
Yeah.
It's the and then, yeah, so then, here then he hits him with one.
Here we go.
He doesn't want it to get messy. It's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it.
That's
great.
To keep yep. Tough allegations for Hugh here. Hugh Douglas isn't even from here. You got not from here allegations, Hugh.
From where?
How do you respond? Here, Philly.
I mean, from where?
Well,
from
when here. Someone doesn't agree, like you weren't born in the Philadelphia.
Yeah, you weren't.
So your opinion doesn't count.
Well, their opinion doesn't count because they are clueless.
Wow.
Yep.
If Hugh doesn't get it together, we're going to have to stick Mr. Teddy on him again.
Teddy.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
That was some of your biggest beef in a while.
Once in a while, the name will be wrong, right? Like someone, for whatever reason, right? It comes up Bob instead of Steve. And then we fix it, right? So I was like, oh, we have the name wrong. What is it? He wanted Mr.
See,
in front of his name?
See, but sometimes, sometimes I get mad at you for that. Because every now and then, you got to get upset. Joe, we'll be somewhere and somebody will say something to Joe, and Joe just, and I'm like, hold up, no, we're not doing that today.
you will address me as Mr. Teddy.
Yeah, he yep. lost his mind.
Yep. What do we think about Janky Hugh for the bracket this year?
Janky Hugh. I
think
that
might
that
work.
Right.
Yep.
I like that.
Hugh Douglas just is who he is.
All day.
Well, that's true. We've accepted that.
And I get paid. You know what the beautiful thing is? Look at God. I get paid to be me every
God
day.
God is yep. good.
God is so good. Yeah.
One more quick one here. If BS was electricity, Hugh Douglas could power the entire city.
That's what I'm talking about. Look at God. Look at God right
that's
there.
A good one. That fit today. That fit today very well. That really did. All right. We appreciate Klondike K2 having us out here at the Christmas Slay Bar. This place is awesome. We love coming out.
Man.
Food is great. The drink specials that we found out was at zero.
Bring back the nut job. Bring back the nut job.
Might have to fire that. Might have to fire up the fire hue after that one because that one.
Bring back the nut job.
And that might be our cue.
Yeah, it's time.
Our afternoon show is coming up next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow, as always, at 10. As I think we'll start looking forward to and getting ready for the big Lions game on Sunday, assuming, of course, AJ doesn't hop on Twitch again before we get back tomorrow. You guys have a great rest of your day. Don't forget, Klondike Kates, enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kates. We'll talk tomorrow at 10. Afternoon show, they're up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.